Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, guys. Welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Busy, busy, busy November holiday season getting underway over at Schrock Innovations right now. We're going to talk about that a little bit on the program today. Before we get started here, I do want to remind everybody we are broadcasting live right now at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. If you want to post comments there, you can be a part of Schrockville. Ask questions, and during the commercial breaks, I do try to hop in there and answer anybody who's got questions and things like that. We are going to give away a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate on the program today. How can you win it? It's really easy. Just give us a call. Ask a question. Make a comment. 402-558-1110 is the local number. If you're outside the metro area, 888-250-2091 is the number where we pay for your long-distance call for you. One of the things I would like to hear today, if you have a holiday special laptop or desktop, I would love to hear from you today, like one of the 2023 models, like you just got it. I would love to hear from you on the program today because we're going to talk about those a little bit. And, you know, I can tell people all day long, you know, all the features and the specs and everything, but to have somebody who actually has one and opened it and took it out of the box and saw what it is and how it works and what it does, hearing that firsthand from somebody who's experienced it is priceless. It's called social proof in the industry, in the marketing industry. But I want to hear from you today. And of course, that would also get you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Now, if you missed last week's show, it was a great show. You can find it at schrockinnovations.com. Just click on radio show and it's the top one there. Last week, basically, we said it's down to the wire for Windows 11 2.3H2. Microsoft was supposed to release it in October, and we were rapidly running out of October last week. And, of course, they did release it on Halloween. Super scary stuff there. We're going to cover that also on the program today. We gave you some exclusive early access to the 2023 holiday special laptop and desktop. In other words, you could order them before. We haven't sent emails yet. We're going to send the emails on Monday. Long story, I'll get into that in a minute about why we delayed it a little, but we wanted to make sure that our radio show listeners had an opportunity to order before the masses came in, before it was open to the general public. You guys listen every week. You're special. You're here. You get up in the morning to hear the program. It's the least we can do to give you a little head start or a little extra if that's something that you want to do. And a lot of you have done it. A lot of you have done it. Have ordered holiday special laptops or desktops, and many of you have taken delivery already as well. Also, we took some calls and we helped a lot of good people last week, a lot of great calls in the show. So I definitely encourage you to take a listen there if you missed last week's program. Coming up on the show today, as I mentioned, Windows 11 2.3H2 did launch. So if you have your safe upgrade software for Windows 11, it is now time to run that software if you have not done so already. We're going to cover that here in a moment. Also, you may have heard a little bit about an ACH outage. In other words, people didn't get their paychecks on Friday in some cases, especially if they were among some of the too big to fail banks. So we're going to tell you what exactly happened, how it happened, was it a hack, all that stuff. We'll tell you all about that. Also, I mentioned the holiday special laptop and desktop are now released. They're out. And a weird thing is happening this year. The holiday special desktop last year, the 2022 model, last year the desktop and the laptop, they don't sell equally, guys. We sell the same number of them, but the laptop sold like 2-1. It was almost sold out. Like, we had lots of desktops left, but not a lot of laptops. This year, it's the opposite. What's going on? People are buying the holiday special desktop, not 2-1, but I mean, literally, I think if you look at our quantities online, you know, we've just got a couple more laptops available than desktops. So it's almost 1-1, which is a huge change over last year. So we're going to get into a little bit about what's going on with that coming up on the program today as well. And also, we have a special announcement to make about a service award that Schrock Innovations has won. It is award season. We'll have a message for you this week and a message for you next week. We have another upcoming announcement that I can't talk about just yet, but we do have one that I can discuss with you today on the program, and we're going to go ahead and do that toward the end of the show today. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. All right, so I mentioned Windows 11 2.3H2. 23 stands for 2023. That's this year. H2 stands for half two. They used to release two of these updates a year. So it was half one and half two. This year there was only one update. It is half two. This is also the supposedly the last feature update for Windows 11 before the release of Windows 12. Yeah. Ooh. And Microsoft is continuing to play around with the idea of a subscription model for Windows rather than paying. When you buy your computer, about $100 of your computer's cost is the Windows license, the Windows operating system license. If we didn't have to charge you for that license, we could lower the price of the computer by $100. What Microsoft is talking about doing with Windows 12 is having an option where customers or consumers would pay monthly for the use of Windows rather than buying it as part of the computer. And therefore, your computer would cost you less and your subscription would be tied not to your computer but to you. And that way, no matter what computer you buy, you'll always have your version of Windows going forward. And as long as you're subscribing, you always have the most current version of Windows. So then, you know, upgrading from Windows 11 to Windows 12 becomes just like one of these big feature upgrades, you know, like what just happened with Windows 11, because you don't have to go out and do a huge upgrade and buy a new operating system and do everything else. So I'm not sure that they're going to do that exclusively with Windows 12, but they are playing around with that model. So it's really important that you keep your Windows 11 up to date and current. These upgrades, these feature updates, they are a pain in the butt. 20% of the time, they cause computers to fail entirely. We've been over this several times over several weeks on the program. But if you choose not to do them, what ends up happening is after you get two versions behind, Microsoft will stop sending you, they'll stop supporting your version of Windows. They stop sending you security updates, the regular patches. You don't get any security updates. And as a result, your computer is vulnerable to all kinds of attacks that Sophos or any antivirus can't protect you against because it's literally holes in the operating system that have patches available that need to be installed, but you can't install them because Microsoft won't give them to you until you upgrade to the current version of Windows 11. So right now, we're getting to that point with Windows 11 where there are three versions available. And when there are three versions of Windows 11 available, that means the people who have the OG Windows 11 no longer are going to get security updates soon. So it's really important that you do get your computer upgraded to 2.3H2. It does change a bunch of stuff with the interface. For the most part, it looks the same to the casual eye. You're not going to notice a ton of changes on the desktop. But when you start digging into options and settings, you're going to see that stuff. We did see that the backups, the file history backups, are still present on Windows 11 2.3H2. There was some concern about that because they introduced a new backup utility. But your old backups are still present. We're testing right now this week to see if those backups are still running. Are they still creating new backups? Are they differentiating? Are they adding new files to the backup so that it continues to work for you? Or do we have to set something different up? And we'll have some news on that for you next week here on the program as well. So this year, Safe Upgrade software from Schrock. A lot of people purchased it kind of like an insurance policy. If something goes sideways during the installation and your computer gets broken because of the update, we fix it for free. So Safe Upgrade will only install the Windows 11 2.3H2 update to your computer if your computer can safely install it. If your computer can't safely install it, it's not going to force it because that's how things go sideways. So as a result, you know, every year when we launch Safe Upgrade, we've got a percentage of customers who call the service center because they don't know their Schrock account password. They don't think they have a Schrock account. If you've ever done business with Schrock, you have a Schrock account. You just may not know you have a Schrock account. Or you changed your email address so the password reset doesn't work. You know, the username, password questions, so that's a percentage of the calls. Then we have people who have trouble actually navigating the functionality of using the software. It's a do-it-yourself at-home product. So you're supposed to be able to download it to your computer and run the program yourself. So download it and double click on it. Enter in your username, which is your email, and your password for your Schrock account, and then go. Some people can't get through those steps, so we have to give them a little assistance to get there for various reasons. Then in the third phase of calls, these are the ones that take the longest. Customers who, despite running Safe Upgrade, had the update fail. And then they have to call us because the update is failing. We do try to assist over the Schrock desk free of charge. And if we can't get it up and running for you over the Schrock desk for free, then at that point you have to come into the service center. But there is an upcharge of $35 for that because we're putting it on the bench to do the work, just like we were normally going to do it in the service center for you. So in other words, it's not a do-it-yourself at-home product anymore because we are doing it for you in the service center on the bench. It's different. Every year, there's a percentage of customers that end up calling out of the 600 copies that we sell. This year, though, was the lowest percentage we have ever seen. We had more people calling about username and password issues than were calling about installation issues. And of the people calling about installation issues, the majority of them were related to their slow internet connection. Why was it? Well, when I say slow, I mean not gigabit. In other words, you know, if you're paying, you know, $30 a month for your internet connection, that's a slow connection. Why was it such a big deal? This Microsoft update was 6 gigabytes. It was huge. I mean, huge. It was huge. It was a bigly update. And last year, for example, the update was 3.7 gigabytes. So 6 is massive. It was so massive, actually, that you know we tested our software up one side and down the other with last year's update to make sure everything was good to go before the launch. Because Safe Upgrade software from Schrock, you may have noticed, was new this time. It was different software. Brand new software. Worked extremely well. Josh and Alfonso did an amazing job on that software. The challenge, though, was the program it's written in is called Flutter, the language. And in Flutter, when you're trying to decompress a file that is greater than 4 gigabytes, things get wonky for some reason. Because who would need to decompress a file bigger than 4 gigabytes? Even the Microsoft Windows files are only 3.7, unless they're now Windows 11, and that's 6 gigabytes, and it made things wonky. So literally, the night before the launch, Josh and Alfonso were up into the wee hours of the morning troubleshooting the code, trying to find ways to break up the update into multiples, you know, multiple updates, trying to repackage it so they could get it underneath that 4 gig limitation. So some people with slower internet connections had to download a 6 gigabyte file, and it just took forever. And if you're on Wi-Fi and your Wi-Fi blipped somewhere in the middle, well, the download got interrupted and you had to start over. And so there was somebody like, it got up to X percent, and then it locked up. Well, your internet blipped, you know. That's just the way it is. We got to start over. You know, you have to have a continuous connection, and if your connection is slower, it's going to take a lot longer. But once the update was downloaded, it installed, I mean, the software just worked beautifully. So we're going to be making additional licenses available for Safe Upgrade on the website at schrockinnovations.com. If you have not upgraded yet to Windows 11 2.3H2, strongly recommend you use Safe Upgrade to do that. If you had an experience with Safe Upgrade, love to hear from you today as well, 402-558-1110. 888-250-2091. All righty. So let's jump into the phones real quick, take the first caller of the show before we go to break. Jim, welcome to the program. How can I help you on the show today?
Well, Schrock, I tried to run the Safe Upgrade 11, and I got an error, or it says you don't have 11. So I did some research, even had to call my son in Texas to see what software program I had. And he said, well, do this, Dad. And I did it, and I discovered I had 10.
Yep.
So I called Austin N. at your Papillion store and told him the problem. He said, well, we'll take care of that, and we can refund your money. And he said, well, any other issues? I said, well, I don't know if I need a new computer. I bought one of your holiday specials 10 years ago, and it's still running. And to have a few problems that you guys fixed on it. And he took the time to go through everything about your new holiday special, what I could use and what I can't use. And then I asked him, well, will you pick it up and deliver it? He said yes. And so I bought a new one.
Wow. Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Have you got yours yet? Or are you still waiting on her?
No, they're going to go pick it up on the 13th. And they said they'll have it back to me about 2 days.
Yep, that's about right for a data transfer, yeah. You know, and that's one of the things. We were geared up to build laptops 2-to-1 this year. It's what we expected. And then when the desktop started to sell, did you buy a desktop, by the way?
Yes, I bought a desktop.
Yeah, when the desktops were selling 1-to-1, we didn't have enough built. We literally sold through, like, the opening day, each service center was supposed to have, like, 10 units in stock, ready to go out the door. And we had a list of early birds, you might recall in the program. I said, if you want to get on the early bird list, we'll send you a copy of the digital catalog. Well, we contacted all the early birds ahead of time and said, hey, thanks for your interest. If you want to, let's go ahead and complete your orders now. And then that way you're first in line when we launch. And so many people did that. We were out of desktops on launch day. Like, we were sold out. Like, well, we're not sold out, but we didn't have any more built. And so literally we were frantically building to get caught back up again. It's pretty crazy. I really want to thank you, Jim, though. I mean, to have you buy one holiday special with us to have it last you 10 years, when you get this new one, it's this thing, It's going to be amazing because, you know, we went back to, let me see, 10 years ago would have been what, 2013?
Yes.
So I'm going to guess you had like a, oh golly, probably an Athlon processor with probably what, 4 gigs of RAM, 8 gigs of RAM, something like that. Would have been huge back then. And maybe a smaller size solid state hard drive, like a 120 or something like that. The technology has come so far since what you had before. You're just going to be absolutely floored by what you're getting. It's going to be awesome, Jim.
I'd like to just make one more comment. I did tell Austin that he's a great salesman, but he came back to me. He says, no, my job is not to be a salesman, but to make my customers happy.
Yeah, that literally that's one of the lessons that's so hard to get through to people sometimes. You know, we don't do commissions at Schrock. And if you go to the Mart or someplace like that and you go to buy a computer, every single thing that the person is suggesting to you is because they get a commission. Every warranty, every copy of antivirus, that they're pushing all the things that get a commission. At one point, they used to have a computer repair place in the Mart, kind of like Geek Squad. And then the company went belly up, and we actually put a bid in to put a Schrock Innovations in Nebraska Furniture Mart. And it didn't work out for a variety of reasons. But one of those reasons was we didn't want to sell the stuff that they were selling. We wanted to sell our product line, and they wanted a more symbiotic relationship where the salespeople were getting paid, you know, 50% commissions for selling warranties and things like that. And it wouldn't work with our model if we did that. We had a big meeting with the junior technicians before the launch of the sale, and it's some of our newest employees. And sometimes, you know, these guys are hesitant to recommend things to people because, you know, they look at their budgets and their finances, or they things that maybe they wouldn't pay for because they could do themselves, or because they, you know, that's a lot of money. You know, they don't realize that when people are coming in to buy a holiday special, that they're ready to commit to that. They're ready to spend that money because they realize the value they're going to get over 10 years. And kids, you know, they're not thinking in decades yet. They're not old enough to think in decades yet. You know, adults, we kind of think in decades. And if we can get a computer that lasts a decade, that's a pretty sweet deal. And so we sat down and literally I went through a whole thing with them about, you know, so if I tell you a salesman, tell me jobs that have salesmen. And the first one was car salesman. Every single time was a used car salesman. You know, nobody said insurance salesman. Insurance salesmen are relentless. The good ones, oh my gosh. You know, and we went through all these jobs of salespeople, people who sell things that, you know, that kind of just leave a dour taste in your mouth. And then, you know, I'm like, okay, so if you build a computer for your grandma or your grandpa and you help them pick out the parts, are you selling them a computer? Or are you helping them get something that's going to meet their needs and make them happy and help and prevent them from making a mistake? Now, you could be that grandkid that has all the affiliate links, you know, like you're getting a cut from Amazon or something for picking out the parts. Maybe you're that kid. I don't know. But, you know, for the most part, you're just helping out grandma and grandpa, or you're helping out mom and dad. And that's the way I want my employees to treat our customers. I want us to be partners in helping you get what you need, not trying to force you into something or have you make a decision that's not going to meet your needs. Sometimes our customers want to make decisions that aren't going to meet their needs. And we have to try to gently guide them toward, like, this is the consequence of that decision. If you do that, and you can do that, it's your money, but this is what's going to happen. And sometimes people listen and sometimes they don't, but our job is to give you the option so that you can make an informed decision. Thanks for the call, Jim. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on the program and share all that with us. And thank you for your business. I genuinely appreciate it. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. I'm going to take a quick break, but when we come back, guys, the ACH outage, you may have heard that a lot of people didn't get their paychecks on Friday, and there was a lot of businesses and people that were really up in arms about it. And, you know, there are some people pointing out online, you know, Bitcoin solves this. This is exactly the kind of thing that Bitcoin is designed to stop from happening. So what happened with the ACH transactions? Did we get hacked? Was there a bank outage? Did the Fed screw something up? Like, what happened? We've got the details for you coming up next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Rexroc Innovations biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back.
Have you noticed that almost every piece of technology seems to do its best to be disposable? Every day, people toss their phones, tablets, and other electronic devices because they can't be repaired. Manufacturers have engineered their products to fail on a schedule so they can extract more money out of your family budget automatically every year or so. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get the performance of today's fastest computers with the expansion and upgrade options you used to enjoy? You just described Schrock's modular desktop computers. Having the right tool for the job is important, and Schrock's modular desktop PCs pack the performance and flexibility to handle your computing needs, from just checking the email to running a complex business. Modular desktops are engineered to be easily repaired with widely available industry standard parts. Every component is selected intentionally to give you years of upgrade and repair options. It is not uncommon for a Schrock customer to be using the same computer for a decade after they bought it. Modular PCs are the most popular custom computers in the Midwest for a reason. When you are ready for your next computer, stop in to check out the modular lifestyle or shop online at SchrockInnovations.com.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company with four locations to help you out when your computer is having trouble, when your hard drive stops working and you need your data recovered. Golly, when you need a new computer, whether it's a regular computer or one of our new holiday special computers, we can help you out anytime. In Lincoln, we're just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road. In Omaha, we're at 169th and Burke Street, just across the street from the Village Point Mall. In Papillion, off of 84th and Highway 370, just across the street from the brand new jail. You know, super convenient, you know. You can visit family, you can come get a computer, it works out, you know. Hopefully you're not visiting family. And then, of course, in West Des Moines, Iowa, 9500 University Avenue, there in West Des Moines. We're here to help you out anytime you need us. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. You may have heard there was a problem with the ACH deposits. Now, what is ACH? It's ACH is when you send money from one bank account to another bank account. So any kind of direct deposit that you get, or bank transfer, or online bill pay that you do is usually an ACH transaction. So there's two types. There's debits and credits. Obviously, one, money's going out of your account. The other one, money is coming in. Well, how does this work? When there's an ACH, they're done in batches. So like think about like a payroll processor, like ADP. Or think about a company like Schrock Innovations. We send in a batch for payroll. Here's everybody who needs to be paid on this Friday and all their hours and their amounts and everything. Then we send that to the payroll company, and the payroll company takes all the companies they represent, puts them together, sends it to the clearinghouse. The clearinghouse puts all those into an even bigger batch and then submits that bigger batch on a schedule. And they're done every couple hours throughout the day. And so as a result, there's a file that's created, the batch file that is created by this clearinghouse. The company that does this is called, his name is EPN. I don't know what EPN stands for, but EPN is the company that does this for the clearinghouse. They're a privately held company. They are not a government agency. They handle half of the ACH transactions in the United States. So it's pretty significant. They work with a lot of the bigger banks, the too big to fail guys, like Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, things like that. And those customers were the ones that were most heavily impacted by this ACH delay. What happened was when they created their batch file, they accidentally put the wrong day on the effective date code. So instead of having an effective date of November 1, the effective date was November 2, which meant availability date was November 3. So yeah, that's a whoops. You're expecting your paycheck to come on November 1st, and instead it comes on November 3rd. That's going to cause some problems for people who have tight budgets, living paycheck to paycheck, people who have planned expenses and mortgage payments and things coming out, car payments, and suddenly there's no money in their account because, as I mentioned, there's debits and there's credits, and the only one that was impacted was the deposit side of the ledger. All the money coming out of your account was still working just fine, of course. So unfortunately, everybody got their paycheck. Now, some people are still saying they have deposits missing and things like that, but everybody got their paycheck. It was just that it was delayed. The trouble is there was no transparency with this. So nobody knew why they didn't get their paychecks. Nobody knew where the money was at. Employers were getting questions from their employees, why didn't you pay me? Employers were calling the payroll company saying, why didn't you pay my people? We sent you the money already. The payroll companies were calling the clearinghouse saying, we sent you the money already. Why didn't you pay our ACH transactions? And the clearinghouse had no idea what was going on because EPN made a mistake in their file. And of course, as they investigate, it takes a day. As they were investigating, stuff started to show up. And they're like, oh, here it comes. What happened here? And then went back and found out there was an incorrect date on one of the forms. The trouble is, guys, some human being somewhere to enter the wrong date, that means a human being had to put the wrong date on the form. This was a human error. So one human error can impact half of the paychecks of the people in the United States of America? That's pretty stunning, isn't it? I mean, wow. Literally, Bitcoin fixes this. A public ledger where any person can jump on and say, there's my paycheck. My employer did pay my check. They sent it to the payroll company. The payroll company then sent it to the clearinghouse. The clearinghouse then didn't send it to me. Or even more directly, here's my employer sending my paycheck directly to me, cutting out all the payroll company, cutting out the clearinghouse, all the middlemen in control of the currency are cut out of the middle, and it's a direct relationship between employee and employer. That is literally what Bitcoin does. Expect to see more about and hear more about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin in the coming months as governments push for central bank digital currencies, which are very different than Bitcoin, but expect to hear a lot more about this because from a government's perspective, central bank digital currencies are what they want to do, and the central bank digital currency cannot coexist side by side with Bitcoin. That would be like handing somebody zinc coins and then giving them the option to have gold coins instead and expecting people to choose the zinc coins. You can't have the gold coins competing because the zinc coins are valuable as long as there's no gold around. It's the same thing. So watch for more stories coming up about Bitcoin and central bank digital currencies and things like this happening with banks. We lost another bank yesterday, by the way, on Friday or 2 days ago on Friday. An Iowa bank went under with two branches. They were pulled into receivership. The Iowa banking division turned them over to the FDIC, who sold them to another Iowa bank, and it cost the taxpayers $14.8 billion. So, yep, another bank failed because they were undercapitalized because of all the interest rate moves. So The regional banking crisis is not over, and if you're looking at the numbers behind the scenes, it's pretty scary stuff, but mistakes like this make the situation worse. We don't know if that bank failure in Iowa was caused by this mistake, but it's possible. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Got to take our bottom of the hour break. I know you've been on the line, Jacob and Linda. I promise you, your calls are coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Schrock Innovations repair technicians also make house calls. Make an appointment and let us bring our award-winning computer support right to your home or business.
When your computer has a warranty and you have a problem, Don't call the manufacturers for help. Call Schrock Innovations. Schrock will contact HP, Dell, Asus, Samsung, or any other manufacturer to arrange a warranty repair at no cost to you. We know how these companies work. We know the loopholes and the tricks to get your system repaired under warranty as quickly as possible. Even so, manufacturers can take up to 21 days to fix your computer. We'll give you the option of a fast local repair in one of our service centers or provide you with a loaner laptop to use while you wait. We can even back up your data before we ship your computer, just in case the warranty fix includes a hard drive wipe. Schrock tests your computer when it comes back from repair to ensure the problem was solved properly and all of your hardware works like new. There's a reason Schrock Innovations is consistently voted the best in town. Whenever you need help, wherever you need it, Schrock Innovations makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where the holiday special laptop and desktop, the 25-year silver anniversary holiday special laptop and desktop are now available at Schrock Innovations. You can check them out at schrockinnovations.com. Click on shop and then specials, and they're right there in the specials section. Also on Facebook, if you're watching the video here live on Facebook at facebook.com/schrockinnovations, if you scroll down our feed a little bit, we've got the promotional videos that that we made for the laptop and the desktop as well. You can get a look at them there and get kind of a 360 view of everything and all the different components. It's pretty neat stuff. 402-558-1110. Jacob, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Hi, Thor. Thank you for taking my call.
No sweat.
Just got a quick question. When I click on the start menu and click on the power button, instead of getting the normal power menu, I get a message that says there are currently no power options available. What happened to my...
that's not good.
My shutdown and my restart and my sleep.
Yeah, that's not good at all. There are currently no power options available. That's what it said.
Yeah, there are currently no power options available.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one before, so I'm checking this one real quick. You're not the only person experiencing the problem. I see it on several computers here. Let me see. It looks okay. What they're saying is your Windows operating system has a corruption. So there are some Windows files that are not working properly. And so what they want you to do is run a system file check using the system file check utility. It's not super hard. I could probably walk you through it given, 5 minutes on the phone. And there's a couple commands that that you can type in to solve the problem. This particular solution with the system file check, 27 people found it helpful. People underneath that said, I tried that and it didn't work. But before we get into too much in the weeds here, what version of Windows are you running? Windows 10 or Windows 11?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to tell you it's Windows 10.
Okay,
Windows 10.
Gotcha. So I was going to say if it's Windows 11, just install the new version of Windows 11. It's a whole new operating system. It'll fix the problem because you'll get new Windows files. But if it's Windows 10, what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to do a system file check and repair the operating system. Is this one of our computers? Is this like a modular computer or is it a store brand?
No, it's a store brand.
Okay. No big deal. I was just curious if you had a warranty on it through us, because of course, if it was under warranty, we could do this for free for you. But basically the system file check utility, what it does is it goes through and it checks all your Windows files to make sure that they are operating appropriately. We also do the system file check scan as part of a maintenance checkup. It was added to the maintenance checkup because so many people are having problems with corrupt Windows files because of all the frequency of the updates. So we added this as part of the maintenance checkup. So if you have had a maintenance checkup in the last 6 months, you shouldn't really have this problem. But if you haven't had one, a maintenance checkup would be a cheaper way to get on the bench over at the service center, get the computer scanned with the system file check, which should fix this problem, and then get you on and off the bench and save you, a good $30 basically off a normal hour of labor. So thank you very much for the call, Jacob. I appreciate it. But yeah, what we need to do is we need to run a system file check. And then once we're done that, we need to do a DISM command to basically repair all the files that are different on the computer. So it's a little too much for me to walk you through on the air, but if you wanted to get us on the Schrock desk or something, we might be able to do it over the Schrock desk without having to make you come in with the computer as well. We're happy to give a shot there. It's the same price either way, but we're happy to give you a chance to do something like that if you wanted to go that route rather than coming in for a whole maintenance checkup. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Linda, thanks for staying on the line through the break there. I appreciate it. What can I do for you on Compute This today?
Good morning. I have a compliment first. Both Parker and one of the Austins helped me out with my one computer with my my Windows 11 update.
Yep.
And then when I went to my second Asus computer, for which I had also purchased your helpful update, it said that I had already updated. It shows in the folder that it was updated. So my question is, even though in no way are my computers linked that I know of, how, without my performing it, was the computer, the second computer, updated?
That's a great question. Did they double check that computer for you to make sure it was actually updated and it wasn't a glitch in the software?
We had a problem when I went to, they tried. It was Parker and he tried, but neither of the computers now, after all of this, will allow the Schrock help desk to enter. So I thought I'd ask you, because I'm, as you can tell by the phone number over here in Iowa, not far, but
far enough,
rather than bring it in. So it does say I have, like, I've tried several times to you know, double click and update it, and it says it's already existing. And so I just thought I'd ask the master what he thought.
Well, there's a couple possibilities here. You know, possibility one is that there's something is weird. Something is not right. If your computer is part of the beta channel for some reason, which it shouldn't be. As a consumer, you should not be in the beta channel. But if you were in the beta channel, then you would have already received the 2.3H2 update months ago, and then you'd be receiving it like every like, I have a test computer. I get an update once a week. That's a major revision of Windows. Do the math. If you're getting one of those a week and there's a 20% chance of failure, one of these times it's going to blow up my computer, and it did the other day. The second possibility is that you automatically received the update. You were one of the first people to receive it. So what Microsoft will do is the first computers they update are computers that they know are going to be just fine. So these are going to be major brand name computers that do not have custom components. So think laptops, all-in-ones. Those are the first ones that are going to get the update because, you know, when HP or Dell or Asus makes a laptop or an all-in-one, the hardware, they know exactly what the hardware is. They know exactly what the drivers are for the hardware. They can test those particular models to make sure those particular models are good to go. When you have something like a holiday special desktop, for example, that is a custom-built computer made with a specific motherboard that we choose, specific hard drives, specific Wi-Fi cards, all different parts. And so Microsoft is not really able to test on those. So our modular computers are typically the last ones to get the update, which is why I tell most of my customers, don't freak out when the update comes out. If you can't do it that moment, the odds of you actually getting the update, being one of the first people and getting the update, you know, you may as well win the lottery. Well, congratulations. I hope you bought a lottery ticket because it's the other possibility is you literally got the update first. Like you were one of the very first people to get it. And while it was installing on your first computer, it may have also been installing on the second computer. One way that you can check this, and I'm sure Parker walked you through this on the phone too, is if you right click on your start menu, the Microsoft button down there on the bottom of the screen, if you right click on that and then left click on system in that menu that pops up, it'll pop right up and tell you, like it says, mine's running Windows 11 Professional version 2.3H2. It tells you right under Windows specifications what you're running. I would just double check that to make sure you are, in fact, running 2.3H2 Windows 11 Professional. And as long as you are, then, yeah, everything is good to go. And your computer was just one of those lucky ones that got the update really fast and everything went well. Which is it's supposed to, because Microsoft has tested on those specific models. The problem is lots of people in... in the custom build computer world have problems because Microsoft can't test on their models. But that's not Linda. Linda's stuff apparently is top-notch, top-shelf stuff.
It's from Schrock, of course.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, and thanks for the banking updates. It really is important for us to know, and you are on top of it. Thank you, Schrock.
Well, thank you, Linda. Sure. I appreciate you joining us on the show today. Speaking of updates, we're going to be doing an after Schrock after the program today. Basically, there's all kinds of stuff that's happening in the world that doesn't really fit in a computer repair show. And if I don't give myself an outlet to talk about that, it kind of sneaks into the computer repair show, like the bank failure thing. What's that got to do with computer failures, right? Well, during the after Schrock, we're going to do that on Facebook at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Give me about 5-6 minutes to reset after the program is over, and then we'll go ahead and do that. Cover some stuff. We got an update on the Israeli-Palestinian situation. A lot has changed in the information space regarding everything that's going on, and it's stunning, the level of change. If you look at just in a week how far sentiment has moved, it is a stunning, stunning thing. If you look at, Barack Obama is suddenly back on the scene in the White House writing executive orders that are getting signed by President Biden, but Obama's writing them. What is going on? There's all kinds of craziness happening in the world right now. And like I said, I got to give myself an outlet to talk about it, or I'll just get squirrely. So stay tuned for the after Schrock coming up later on in the program here at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Before we jump into that, though, I was talking earlier about the holiday special desktop was actually selling 1-to-1 with the laptop this year. And I was really confused by this. Last year, it was 2-to-1 laptop versus desktop. For every desktop we sold, we were selling 2 laptops. And that held true all the way right to the end of the sale when a lot of our Schrock business clients came in and said, I need 4 desktops because my accountant tells me I need to blow like, 10 grand or I'm going to pay a bunch in taxes. So I need 4 holiday special desktops, please. And outfit them to the moon because, might as well get something rather than pay it to the government. A lot of business clients do that right at the end of the calendar year. So then the desktops usually catch up at the end and finish out. But this early in the process to have everything 1-to-1 is really unusual for us. I'd love to hear from you if you have a holiday special laptop or desktop for this year, by the way, 402-558-1110. If you could share with the audience what your impressions are of what you purchased, how the process went, how the delivery went, how the data transfer went, I'd love to have your feedback on that as well. So why is it? This year, I mentioned we had the early bird list, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to the early bird list. It was one of those things like, okay, you can call into the shop, get added to the list. So you would call in, and my staff would add you to the list. And I just never really – I didn't open the list until like a week before the sale launched. And when I opened the list and I saw that we had over 100 people on the list, and I'm like, we only have 150 of each computer. And there's 100-plus people on this list that want to buy one on day one. That's all of our available inventory that's pre-built, gone, number one. So we're not going to have anything in the service center on launch day. That's an issue. Number two, how in the world are we going to maintain this sale going all the way through Christmas? We're going to sell out like really, really early. It's a good problem to have, but a scary problem at the same time. So we started contacting the people on the early bird list to say, well, if we have these people that want to buy that we know they're going to buy on day one, and we have the computers built already, why are we compressing all this demand into next week, especially because we're looking at the calendar and we're saying we're going to launch the holiday special on November 1st, and that's the same. Basically, they're going to release Windows 11 2.3H2. They released it on Halloween, October 31st. So we're going to send an email and a robocall and everything else for the 2.3H2 update, and then we're going to send another one for the holiday special? That's a lot of emailing and robocalling, and that's just pestering people. It's too much marketing in too short of a period. We need a week to space this out. So we went ahead and contacted the early birds directly, said if you want to jump in, you can. And so many of you did. It was insane how many people have already taken delivery of their holiday special computers. Some of the reasons why, guys, that this year's holiday special, the Silver Anniversary holiday special, is different than our typical holiday specials, to give you an idea of how different it is. This year's laptop is literally 3 times faster than last year's laptop. 3 times faster. The desktop this year, and this might be why it's selling such a clip, has double the amount of memory of last year's desktop, has double the hard drive storage capacity as last year's, and twice as fast of a processor. I mean, it's like the double holiday special. It's really good. It's some bacon in there. It could be better. Right now, we have, out of 150 units, we have 96 laptops remaining and 92 desktops remaining. And the desktops are actually selling faster than the laptops right now. It just blows my mind. So if you're interested in the holiday special, you can check them out in the service center. And check out the it's the stupidest thing ever, the RGB fans. The display models have the glowing fans in them. And some people like the glowing fans and some people don't. But a lot of people are buying the glowing fans. Some people like the glow. They look really cool. Some people love like the 300% increase in cooling that it gives the computer that really makes the computer run at optimal performance with the lowest possible strain on the internal components. So it's good stuff there. But you can check out the display models at any Schrock location. You can check them out on our website at schrockinnovations.com. Click on Shop and Specials. There's catalogs in the service centers now if you like a paper catalog. If you want the digital catalog, you can just bounce me an email, thor@schrockinnovations.com. thor@schrockinnovations.com, and I will email you a copy of the catalog that you can take a look at on your computer at home. Going to take our final break of the program here, guys, 402-558-1110. Dan and Jim, your calls coming up next on Compute This.
Everyone has experienced some form of data loss or knows someone who has. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the technology we rely on simply fails, and the last question you want to hear at that time is, you have a backup, right? When your hard drive, memory card, backup drive, or flash drive fails you, turn to the data recovery experts at Schrock Innovations to get those pictures, songs, and memories back. You know, not all data recovery companies are the same. Having the right tools and knowledge to get the job done right on the first attempt makes all the difference between a successful recovery and the permanent loss of your important data. Sometimes you only get one shot at a successful recovery. That's why Schrock has invested in top-of-the-line recovery imagers, a Class 100 clean environment, over 10,000 donor components, and a staff of recovery engineers that are the best in the business. Schrock has a 96% recovery rate getting data back from failed devices. When the unthinkable happens and you need your data back, turn to the experts at Schrock Innovations for professional and affordable data recovery services.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at secureupdater.com.
Laptops are subjected to some of the most stressful computing situations imaginable. They get dropped, stepped on, slapped shut, and pushed until the battery dies sometimes. Your laptop works hard for you, so when it has a problem, take it to the laptop experts at Schrock Innovations. Schrock has 4 convenient service centers in Nebraska and Iowa, with more than 100 total bench spots to get your technology up and running again. Schrock has the largest supply of replacement components in stock, and we fix more laptops than any other nearby repair center. Why wait weeks to get your computer fixed when Schrock can diagnose the problem, provide you with a friendly and accurate estimate, and fix it usually in 2 days or less? Remember, if you have never been into our service centers before, new customers get their first hour of labor free. So the next time your laptop screen gets cracked, the keys pop off your keyboard, or your 2-year-old decides a glass of milk is exactly what your laptop needs to cool off, take it to Schrock and let your local laptop repair experts get it back in top shape again.
All righty, guys. Gosh, this hour has flown by. Thank you for being with us here today on Compute This. My name is still Thor Schrock, and I'm still the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Appreciate you being part of the show today. Stay tuned at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations after the conclusion of the program for the After Schrock, where we'll go into some details, some additional details on the holiday special. Also, we got an update on the Israeli-Gaza, you know, conflict that's going on. Also, I wanted to relate some stories to you. I read a really interesting article about the whole conflict with Israel about, you know, does any state have a right to exist? And I read the headline and I thought this could be a really thought-provoking article. And it was some of the worst propaganda I've ever read in my life. It was crazy. So I'm going to detail that for you as well. Just so when you guys see this kind of stuff, you can recognize it for what it is. 402-558-1110. Number to join us on the program today outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. Dan, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Good morning.
Morning.
So I have the safe upgrade, and I installed it yesterday, and I got 2 pop-ups on my screen. One says file validation successful, now extracting files, 20 minutes. And we're going on 16 hours now, and it's the only option I have is cancel.
Okay.
What do I do with this?
Are you on wireless or a wired internet connection?
Wireless.
Okay, so something obviously hiccuped there. So if you can click cancel, go ahead and click cancel. The fact that it downloaded the update successfully, it's going to check the validation of that again to make sure that it did download it successfully. And as long as it did, you won't have to go through the download phase again. But go ahead and close. I would close the program and then restart the computer and try again. We've had some people have issues because they had pending updates that had not been finalized, like the final restart hadn't been done from a previous update, so the new update can't run until the computer is restarted. So a lot of people who called in with this issue, a simple reboot of the computer and then attempting to run the safe upgrade again resolved the problem for them.
Okay. Now the other, real quick, the other pop-up was just the standard safe upgrade version 1.0.0.3. with two options, reinstall and launch. You want me to go ahead and shut her down?
Yeah, go ahead and shut it down. And if you see that prompt, that update prompt, the reinstall or launch, you can just click launch. So basically, okay. Another thing that's different about this year's Safe Upgrade is a lot of customers install the Safe Upgrade software, and then next year they buy another one, and then they install that one, and the next year they buy another one. So you had like five different Safe Upgrade versions. It was like Java. You know, you have like 5,000 different versions. Well, now it will automatically update itself. So when we push an update for Safe Upgrade, if you have it installed and you try to launch it, it'll automatically download an update to the new version, so you don't have to go dig around in your Schrock account or find the email with the link. It'll automatically update each time you do it. Which is really a nice feature going forward. So just click the launch button when you run it next time, and you'll be good to go.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the call. We got you in the drawing here as well. Jim, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Good morning. My main question was, if I do a backup, you talk about Windows, the new Windows, going to be all kinds of different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I do a backup on my 22H2,
mm-hmm.
And you put in the new Windows program, will that backup be any good?
Yes. So basically, the backups that we set up for customers are called file history backups. So it doesn't back up your Windows operating system or your programs at all. All it does is back up your files, anything that's saved in your user directory. So your pictures, your documents, your desktop, your OneDrive, things like that. That's what's getting backed up in the file history backup. And it not only backs up the files, but it backs up every change you've made to the file going back in time as long as there's hard drive space to hold it. So you can literally go back in time and pull up how a file looked on a certain date and time if you needed to for one reason or another. Now, Windows 11 is introducing a new backup utility with the new version of Windows 11. The big question we had was, what happens to the old utility? Can you still pull up the files from your file history backup? And the answer is yes, you can. We were able to do that on a test build. Now, the next question that we're testing right now is, do the file history backups continue to function and do backups on the new version of Windows 11? Right now, we believe that they do, but we are testing that for sure. On our test rigs, we didn't really have any documents, so because they were test rigs. We just used them to install Windows over and over and over again. So we basically have to put some documents on there and let them get all caught up. Thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate you joining us on the program. Real quick, before we wrap the program, guys, huge announcement. I want to thank you for taking the time to vote in the Best of Omaha competition for Schrock Innovations. We took the number one overall spot in the city of Omaha for the best computer repair company. We beat everybody. Now, typically, you know, beating a company like Best Buy with a multi-million dollar marketing budget is really something that's hard to do. In Omaha, we've done it for several years in a row now, thanks to your support and your votes. These kind of awards are a measurement of how we've done in the past, and we're going to continue to in the future to move forward and try to earn your vote next year and year after and for years to come. So thank you for voting us the Best of Omaha again for 2024. Linda, congratulations. You're the winner of the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Speaking of winners, we'll get that out to you here on Monday, and we'll talk to you next week for another edition of Compute This.